Thank you for calling SorologyAnswers.com. My name is Kanisha. May I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to make a purchase on y'all's website, and it's not going through.
Okay, are you using a prepaid card?
No, it was my bank card last week, and I thought something was wrong with the card, so I went and got a Walmart card. It went through, and I thought everything was going to be fine, and now I can't get a Walmart card to work last night or this morning.
Okay, have you made a purchase through us before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, may I have the email address, please?
I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the email address?
Mine is Burleson Angela 220 at gmail.com.
I do apologize, ma'am. You sound like you work for that. Can you repeat that email one more time, please? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You sound like you were sent out. Can you repeat that email address one more time, please?
Burleson Angela 220.
Okay. Is that Burleson, B-E-R-L-I-N-S-O-N?
No, it's B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N. A-N-G-E-L-A, 220.
Okay. Is that at gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Allow me one moment, please.
Okay.
One moment. And what were you trying to purchase?
It was like a guide, I guess you could call it. I have the Gmail, or not the Gmail, but the website.
Is it a transit period guide?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Is it like a transit period type?
Yes, yeah, something like that, yeah. I can find it on my phone if you need me to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. Well, actually, it might be better to get on my computer then. I know the Gmail was Astro Mary. Okay, here we go. I think because I'm texting the lady about my about what's going on. Okay, she just received a request next day. Okay. I'm not doing that part. Okay. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, it would be called Mary / no, wait. I'm wrong with that one. That's another thing. Wrong one. There's two Marys, or there's one Mary, but there's actually two of them. Let's see. Okay. like I'm sitting here waiting for it round and round. I don't know why it's doing that for. But like, okay, here it goes. All right. It is called, oh, wait a minute, it's saying, all right, I think I just received this one. I'll get you to check and see, but it, no, it's asking me, never mind, I'm sorry. If you have ordered your complete guide to fulfilling love life.
Is it showing that the order has gone through?
And from what I understand, that's what this is saying to me.
Let's see.
And the second reading for you at this time. Certain things you need to know is included into the report. So take this very carefully. See, that's what I was going to ask right before I told you that. I have ordered all kinds of stuff in the last year and didn't get a lot of it. It's like it didn't come through. And I ended up getting it like months later. These emails started pouring in, and there it was. And I was like, well, ain't nothing I can do about it now. You know, they're no good for what I needed it for back then. And I would text customer service because at first it took me forever to find it. And then I found it, and I texted. And so, you know, I didn't get nothing back from them but, like, a couple times. And it's like, I don't know. I hope God this in here don't happen. But does it show on there anything where it went through? Because I'm totally lost now.
Let's see, I'm checking now.
That members area, I can't find, but like a couple things on that of mine, and it's like I got lost trying to read through all them emails and find them and document it, and I just gave up. But that one I paid like $139 for.
Okay,
that
so
came
far,
like 3 months later.
Okay, so far I'm not seeing the purchase has gone through today.
Okay. I'm trying to make out this one here that I have got on my computer. And that's what I'm saying. I've been trying to do this since yesterday. And now all of a sudden this is on here. And it sounds like to me that she's saying that I was trying to get to. And I don't know if it's where I was trying to get it and didn't go through and it ended up going through or something. Because I'll tell you what happened. My bank card wouldn't work. It would not take it. And I checked the balance, called the bank, everything was good. Checked it again, still wouldn't go through. So I went and got a Walmart card. Finally, it went through. So I thought, okay. All right. 2 days later, which was yesterday, I went to purchase this, and when I did, it wouldn't take the Walmart card.
Okay,
so I tried
Walmart card.
Yeah, it's a Visa card, but it's still Walmart. It's not a gift card or nothing like that. But
oh, okay. Well, Walmart gift cards, we do not accept those.
Yeah. So say it's not a Walmart gift card. It's, you know, a Walmart bank card through Green Dot. That's what I'm saying, because it took it 3 days ago. It's a Visa card. But anyway, it wouldn't, it's like it said it took it, but then it come up and said that I needed more authentication for me to call the number on the back of the card. So I did. And Walmart confirmed it. They was like, they're like, I'm not showing nothing on here where it rejected your card. And it's active, it's good to go. And I was like, well, something ain't right. So I kept trying. I tried it while I was on the phone with the man, and nothing, which was about 3 hours ago. And then now I get this email from her. So I'm kind of lost. But when I did put that information through, it jumped me back to where you put the information in, and it said just like it did my bank card. And every time I purchased something, it always gives me a receipt. And I didn't get the receipt, so I, you know, and plus that, I've been texting her for 2 days, and we was trying to figure out another way to pay her. And I didn't, I don't know very, I'm not very good on it on the computer, so I didn't want to do nothing like that. So I was just,
yeah,
card to go through. So you don't have no purchase showing from me for tonight. I'll tell you what, can you tell me the last purchase that you see from me?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. The last purchase was back in August 2021.
Oh, God. See, I've been ordered all kinds of stuff. I don't understand. I'm so lost on this. I don't get it. Is there another number? Is there another number I'm supposed to call or something? I just did that dang old thing where you see your soulmate. I just did that last week.
I see a few charges that we're trying to go through, but it shows that's declined.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about. I mean, I kept trying, but I've ordered all kinds of stuff. An ungodly amount of stuff. And that's why I don't understand, because one other time I talked to y'all's number, I called. I couldn't understand the woman very well. You know, it was just her accent, but I still couldn't quite get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't get no answers. I didn't want to keep asking her to repeat herself. So... But it's like she was telling me, too, that there was nothing there. She couldn't help me. There wasn't nothing showing up. And I thought, well, you ain't nothing showing up. I got it on my bank statement. Yeah, I didn't get it. So I just gave up. But then I couldn't hold on. And about a couple months later, I got back into it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't really had no trouble until now again. But
okay.
I can just get it on my computer and see what's going on here. And then if I have any more trouble, I'll call back. That way I'm not aggravating you.
Oh, no, ma'am, you're not aggravating me. I just want to make sure if there's any issues going on.
I don't know if there's anything I can give you that you would need.
You said the charges still show on your bank statement.
Yeah, not this one that I'm trying to get, or the one from last week, but my other ones, yeah, they're all on there. Actually, they was on there, and a bunch more, because I don't never get it unless, you know, my bank don't over, you know, I don't do that overcharge thing, so I don't get these things unless I can accidentally get them at the time. And it would be like I would get one, and then it would be like two or three would come through. And I was like, well, I didn't order those. And it just was too much. I lost like probably about $1,500 last summer. And the only thing I ever ordered is just this. And I could not figure it out. With me not getting my stuff and all that, it was something, well, that and I had a separation. So it was like, I just said to hell with it. But right here, it's like a bunch of letters. It's got her address or her thing, astromary.com reading.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then out from above it or beside of it, it's got a bunch of letters through here. I'm thinking that's probably my, like your transaction number, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a long letter through here. So I don't know if that's it or not. I can try to back out here and see if, because usually I don't get
this. My system surely is not showing any purchases for today.
Order, my dear. If you are using a debit card, you can click on the PayPal option and then enter your bank account details. Stay at work. I advise you to check with the bank. Okay. So that don't make no sense. If you wrote me that and then I hit the link, then it took me to a while ago what I was reading. That wouldn't make no sense. And oh, wait a minute. Okay, see, right here it is. Order confirmed. Order confirmed. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. I don't know who these people are. Oh, God.
Do you see, like, an order number on the email that says order confirmed?
Well, right above her name, it said order confirmed, and I thought, okay, I did get it. But that was somebody else. That was not Mary.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, she's saying that she's what she is. Well, she's just waiting on me here. So, okay. So I didn't think it did. So it didn't go through. All right, there's my Walmart card email. Yeah, I ain't got, so I, okay, it hasn't went through.
Okay.
But I don't understand why the other one didn't, why y'all don't have anything from my other one. Which, I can find it. Let's see. Okay, right here, she's like, bear with me. I will surely write to you when I finish work on it. So right there's one I ordered. But that's just a message that she sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see. No, they don't care. Okay. Okay, here's another one. This is another lady I work with. This is Maria. That's my free gift. Okay. Okay, here's, say, please write down the transaction number for your $59. And then there's the number. You can find your own. So right there's one. And that was just March 12th.
What date that was again?
March the 12th. It's when she sent me this message, which it should have been. It probably was the same day that ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got the number right here, the transaction number.
See, the system's not showing it. It shows the last purchase attempted was back on September 22nd for some credits, and it showed that charge was declined.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't believe the drama that I've had to deal with this stuff. And it's like when I call, like I'm doing now, I can't get no answer. You know, they don't tell me nothing. And it's like, okay, I don't get it. I'm ordering this stuff. I get it. And then some things I'm not getting. And I, like one time I put it in, I accidentally hit it twice and
mm-hmm.
ordered it twice. But I wasn't about to try to call back and try to get that back because I couldn't even get nothing done from the, you know, like a couple weeks prior to that. I couldn't get no answers. So I just, like I said, I just gave up. I thought if I lose the money, I just lose the money. But this time I ain't losing the money. I can't get them to take the money. It's like, damn.
Okay, so what was that? The transaction ID number for the order for March 12th?
Okay, it's 761-7793-555.
Okay, so that is 761-779-3555.
Yes.
Okay, and what was that purchase for?
It was to get it's I'm not sure exactly. Let's see, hold on, Maria. Congratulations on choosing the path of freedom as you decide to get your karma debt. So it's about karma. Oh, it's a deep analysis of karma debt. Now I can back up and find what she actually calls it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email over to Higher Supes so they can look into the order to see if the order just did a process.
Now, I hope I didn't confuse you. Now, the one I just gave you, you do know that's not the one I'm... Okay, yeah, of course you do. That's the one that I ordered the other day, just trying to, you know, let you know that, see, I am ordering it, even if y'all ain't got record of it. I'm ordering this stuff. And I've ordered a lot, but I just can't get my one order to go through. And I don't know how to, I don't know what to do to order that one from that other lady.
Let's see. Is there like another card you can use?
I done run out of cards. I done tried my bank card, and then now I done tried this Walmart card.
Do you have like a fraud filter on the card?
Do what now?
Do you have a fraud filter on the card?
Okay, say that one more. Do I have what on the card?
Do you have like a fraud filter?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I've heard of filter.
Sometimes some bank will block charges if they never recognize it. You say you're using a Walmart, the gift card from the bank, Green Dot. Maybe they never recognize the charge.
Oh, okay. Now that part I don't know because I just broke down and went and got the Walmart cards because of the bank issue.
Okay. I was just trying to reach out to them to
let
them try.
I was on the phone with a man, and he walked, and while, you know, he was confirming it, and I got on the website, put it in, I said, Steve, I said, they just now refused me. And he said, well, it's not showing no refusal on here, no transactions that's not being, that's been refused. I said, well, I've just done it. And he said, well, he said, all I can tell you is your card is good to go, it's active, you have money on it, there's no problem on this end. He said, maybe you need to call them. So I sent her a message and told her what was going on and that I would go ahead and try to call y'all one more time and see if somebody could tell me what to do because I don't know what to do. I got money and I can't get it to go through.
Can you allow me one moment? Allow me one moment.
Okay. I'll take your time. I even tried to get the Walmart man to take my card or the number and do it himself, but he said he couldn't do it.
One moment. One moment. I'm just trying to see if I can try to place the order for you with the card you were trying to use. Earlier, our system was acting up earlier, so I'm just trying to double check.
Yeah, it said that to me. So I thought, okay. So I just got up and walked away from the computer because the big red, you know, it was up in red. And then I tried it like an hour or two later, and it went through that process fine. And it's like it took the card. But then it jumped back and, you know, it had a statement came up. saying I needed more shit from Walmart, more authentication. So I thought it was Walmart's fault, but.
Okay.
Which when I get on my account on the computer to Walmart, to my Walmart card, it's sitting there showing it that I've got it.
Okay, so our system is still down. Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
I probably do believe that probably could be the case because our system is showing an error. Okay, ma'am. Give us a call back tomorrow. Maybe our system should be back working by then. So hopefully we can try to place the order at least tomorrow. At least hopefully the system will be back up.
Okay. Can you tell me, is this the right number to call on problems like I'm having where I've ordered things and haven't got them? Like, I'd really like to get it situated where all my stuff is going to the members area like it's supposed to. Like, one, they accidentally put the wrong month in. No, yeah, the wrong month in there. And you got to have the right month.
Yes, so they was the right number to call. And you can also use chat on the website.
Okay, I got you. I just wanted to make sure I won't call the wrong number tomorrow about some of these issues.
That's the right number to call.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, yeah. Is there anything else I can say for today?
I guess that's it. I'll do one thing at a time, I reckon.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling Astrology Answers, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Mm-hmm.